No Commitments by Simon Brett, with Rosemary Leach as Anna, Nicola Paget as Victoria, and Celia Imrie as Charlotte. Episode 6, Rallying Round.
So, Anna, are you saying you don't want to go to Brittany?
Stuart, there is nothing I would rather do. But if I go away with you for a fortnight, then I'm afraid probably it has to become public.
Oh, dear, you mean hordes of paparazzi and Hello magazine. I didn't realise they were that famous.
No. Oh, I just mean that if we are actually going away together, there is no way I can any longer keep the fact of our relationship a secret.
From the terrible two, you mean? Keep the secret from the sisters?
Yes.
Well, I don't see why they need to find out. You say you haven't gone on holiday by yourself. How are they going to know that that's not what you're doing this time?
Oh, Stuart, it makes complicated.
Anna, you know your problem. You suffer from congenital truthfulness.
Yes, I'm horribly afraid I do. Mm. And let me tell you, it hasn't made my life easy. We may weave a tangled web when first we practice to deceive, but it's nothing to the knots we tie ourselves up in when we start telling the truth. You're basically truthful, too.
I'm afraid so. I've tried treatment, counselling, nothing works. They keep on suffering from these little lapses into honesty.
We're a pair.
Part of the reason we're so attracted to each other.
Mm. Mm-hmm. All right, I suppose I'll have to bite the bullet. I will tell Victoria I am going on holiday with a man.
Won't you tell Charlotte, too?
There's no point. In the time it takes me to dial the number, Victoria will already be on the line to her.
Strange the thought of having siblings. As an only child, I always felt I must be missing something.
You were missing quite a lot, and you should be on your knees daily thanking God for your good fortune.
Well, they can't be that terrible.
No, they can't. And they aren't, I suppose. With Victoria and Charlotte, it's like, I don't know, children misbehaving on a bus. They're not that bad, really, unless they happen to be yours.
Right. I look forward to my introduction to the freak show.
That's not how they'll seem when you meet them, Stuart. They'll charm the pants off you.
Actually, Anna, I'm not planning to go to my place in Brittany for a fortnight.
But I thought
you said... I'm planning to go there for a month.
Oh.
I wondered if you'd like to add another fortnight to your trip.
Do you think we could just stand a whole month of each other?
Well, I think so.
Yes.
But I don't know what your position is with taking the time off.
No problem. I told you, Eddie's retiring next month. Oh. My time will be my own. I will have no commitments for the rest of my life. Wonderful. Yes, Stuart, I think a month in Brittany with you could be a very attractive proposition.
Good.
Mind you, it does have one downside.
What's that?
Well, maybe I could get away with fudging around the issue of being away for a fortnight. There's no way I can avoid telling my sisters I'm going to be away for a month.
Ah.
Wish me luck.
But aren't you upset about Eddie retiring, Anna?
No. It's been on the cards for ages. Eddie's been cramming money into pension funds for so long, he may as well go off and enjoy it. Though I'm not sure how much he will actually enjoy spending more time at home with Jan.
They don't get on, do they?
Oh, you have a gift for understatement, Victoria. Eddie and Jan's marriage makes the Hundred Years' War look like a minor skirmish.
Ah.
He'd always volunteer to be in over Christmas and bank holidays. Anything to keep him out of the house. I mean, work was his lifeline.
So, are you upset about it, Anna?
Upset about what?
Losing your job.
Oh, good heavens, no. I always planned to retire early. Give me more time to do all the things I've always wanted to do.
And you won't miss Eddie?
Oh, I don't know. It's never that difficult to find someone else miserable, is it?
I meant, won't you miss your relationship with Eddie?
My relationship with Eddie was a great mutual achievement. That two people who had absolutely nothing in common could manage to work together for 9 years was astonishing. But I don't honestly think I'll miss it.
No?
No.
I get the impression you're trying to tell me something, Anna.
Well...
You're sort of hedging round a confession.
Yes, all right, I am.
It's something concerning your emotional life, isn't it?
Okay, it is.
I can read you like a book, you know. I'm waiting.
Yes. Well, it's nothing really. I just thought you should know that...
What? Someone's just come in. Who can it be this time?
Is it Roger? Because he left me a message to call him, so I could, in fact...
Oh, good heavens, it's Benji. He's covered in blood.
Oh, dear.
Anna, I'll call you back.
But I'm off out soon. I'll... Oh, well. Now, where is Roger's office number? It's time for us to rally round, Charlotte.
Oh, God, Vicky. I can't remember a single moment of my life when you weren't telling me to rally round.
It's serious this time.
Three-line whip.
Yes.
Anna needs our help.
What's the problem?
Eddie's retiring.
Eddie the dentist?
Yes. So Anna will be out of a job. She's hard up. I'm sure she'll be able to get something else.
She's not hard up.
Well, I don't see that there's a problem.
I understand people pretty well, you know, Charlotte.
Do you?
And I understand members of my own family best of all.
No, I wouldn't say you do.
I can always cut my way through Anna's fluster and flannel to get at what she really means.
Oh.
And when I spoke to her yesterday, I knew she was talking about something very important in her emotional life.
Did she tell you what it was?
Well, she was about to, but I had to ring off because Benji'd just come in covered in blood.
Was he all right?
Oh, yes, he'd fallen off his bike. And anyway, Anna didn't need actually to tell me what was on her mind. I knew!
So what was it?
Anna is having an affair. With a man.
Yes, well, I'd never have thought otherwise.
A married man. And the affair's been going on for quite some time.
Good for Anna, then. Nice to know that our drab life has not been entirely sex-free.
But now, there's a problem.
Which is why we've got to rally round.
Exactly. Anna's man is going back to his wife. The affair is over.
Did she tell you this?
Not in so many words, but it wasn't difficult to read between the lines. Now, obviously, because Anna's life has contained so little emotional interest...
Sex.
All right, sex. But because she's had so little of it, Anna is clearly going to be very cut up about what's happened. She'll pretend she's all right. She'll put on a brave front because that's what she always does, but deep down, she'll be hurting a lot.
Oh, I know. I know how much it hurt me when I broke up with Des. I was desolated.
So listen, Charlotte. What I'm saying is that it's up to you and me and Roger and the children. It's up to everyone who knows Anna to be very supportive to her during this difficult time.
Okay, fine.
We must all rally round. Yeah, well, we must. Anna will be in a bad state. We must see to it that she's not left on her own too much, to brood. She's helped us in the past. Now it's our turn to help her.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. I'm on. I'm all signed up for the mission of mercy.
Good.
But, Vicky, do you actually know who it is, this man who's dumped our sister?
Yes, of course I do. As I say, I can read Anna like a book.
So who is it?
Well, obviously, Charlotte. Eddie!
Oh.
I always thought it was strange how she kept working with someone so entirely unpleasant. But now the whole thing's explained. It was love. She couldn't help herself. Anna was on her own. Eddie was deeply unhappy in his marriage. And that strange mechanism of attraction, whereby two of parents...
I hope you don't mind, Anna, but I really didn't feel competent to do this on my own.
No problem. As I said on the phone, I needed to come into town one day this week anyway.
Hmm.
And as it's turned out, I'm now fixed to have lunch with Charlotte at a restaurant on the corner from here, so it all fits in perfectly.
Great.
So, Roger, what is it you want to buy?
Well, lingerie.
Yes, that's why we're in the lingerie department, but you don't want to buy all of it, do you?
No, just, some.
Well, what sort of garments, then? Bras, pants, teddies, camisoles, basques, bustiers, French knickers?
Yes.
All of them?
This is why I asked you to come, Anna. I thought you'd know.
All you told me, Roger, is that you wanted to buy some lingerie for Victoria's birthday present.
Yes.
And I presumed the only reason you wanted me here is so that I can do the embarrassing bit of talking to the shop assistant and actually making the purchases.
No, that wasn't the reason. It was, if you wouldn't mind doing the actual choosing, it would make things a lot simpler.
Fine.
I mean, obviously, I'll pay. It'll be on my gold card, but,
Yes. I still don't know what sort of stuff you want me to buy.
I thought you'd have some idea of the sort of stuff Victoria might like.
Well, I may have some idea of it, but I don't know what she's got already. Oh, come on, you must have much more intimate knowledge of the contents of Victoria's underwear drawer than I do.
Why?
Because you live with her, apart from anything else.
Oh, yes.
So, what's she short of? Bras? Pants?
She's got plenty of everything, actually.
Oh.
Then why are we...
It wasn't so much the quantity of the stuff as the, style.
Sorry?
Thing is, when it comes to underwear, Victoria's always tended to go for the rather utilitarian.
As opposed to the exotic.
Right.
So, we're looking for something that style is chic, elegant...
Yes.
And sexy.
Yes.
Right. Now... Oh, what do you think of this?
Good heavens, where do you wear it?
Over here.
Oh.
Do you think it's Victoria's sort of thing?
I don't know. It's so unlike anything she's ever...
Really, it's good quality.
Yes. Yes. Good Lord.
What's the problem?
I've just seen the price. Is there an inverse ratio between what it costs and how much material's involved?
Possibly.
Cooey, Roger!
Oh, my God, Charlotte!
Yes, I said. I'm meeting her just round
the corner. Anna, put that away, please.
What?
You're not buying stuff for me. We met by accident.
But
what a coincidence finding you two here together.
No, it's not a coincidence. I mean, it is a coincidence. A complete coincidence. Anna was in here looking for some...
Knickers?
Yep, and I was just on my way through to the golf department. It's on the top floor, but this is a useful shortcut.
Excuse me, I must just go and look at some knickers.
Right.
Well done, Roger.
What?
I'm glad to see you're rallying round.
Eh?
Giving Anna lots of support. Seems she's not left on her own, not letting her brood.
Ah.
It's all right. I'll take over now. Anna, darling, let's go and have that lovely lunch we've been promising ourselves. Cheerio, Roger.
Bye, Roger.
Bye.
Can I help you with anything, sir?
What? No. No. I'm looking for the golf department. Totally run out of teas. Not a single tea in the old golf bag. Looking for the golf department. That's what I was doing.
And I've been there. I've certainly been there. No, Anna, don't worry. I know what you're going through.
Well, I'm not going through anything particular at the moment.
Oh, come on. I've known you from the instant I was born. I can tell when there's something different in your life. And you can't deny it, that there is something different in your life at the moment, isn't there?
Well, yes. All right. Yes, there is.
You don't need to tell me. I know. You don't have to talk about it.
But I'd quite like to talk about it.
I know the anguish that follows the death of a relationship.
This isn't the death of a relationship, it's the start of
it. No, you're talking, I'm sorry to say, to one who is an expert on these matters. I suppose it's idealism, really, that I suffer from. I have this image of the one lover, the yin to my yang, for whom I've been searching all my life. That's why I'm perpetually involved in this restless quest for perfection. It's why I've had so many lovers.
I can assure you, my situation is entirely different.
Yes, of course, I know you haven't had many lovers, but the pain of breaking up is still the same.
I haven't broken up with anyone, Charlotte.
It's all right. You don't have to pretend.
I'm not pretending.
Vicky and I suspected for ages what was going on. So, when it all came out in the open, I have to say we weren't surprised.
What came out in the open?
The ending of your affair with Eddie.
My affair with Eddie? I can assure you, Charlotte, I have never had an affair with Eddie.
You're being so brave, Anna, so wonderfully brave. But you don't have to deny it anymore. You don't have to fight it. You can admit your pain. You can let the bubbles of your grief well up to the surface.
I don't have any bloody bubbles of grief.
So brave. I suffered the same way as you're suffering when my thing with Jonty came to an end. Because no one had known it was even going on. You know, with his high profile, we had to be very discreet. The agony of it all being over was so much greater.
What have I got to do with those bloody sisters of mine? I tell them something straight to their faces and they don't believe me.
Despite the fact that you're the most honest person in the entire world.
Yes. Maybe, Stuart, you're beginning to see how it is that they drive me so mad. They are both utterly convinced that I've been having an affair with Eddie all these years I've been working with him.
That's incredible.
It is. Even more incredible if you take into account the fact that they've both met Eddie. He is the most appalling, unreconstructed sexist since records began. I think I'm less offended by their attack on my morals than I am by their attack on my taste. I mean, Dora and Charlotte have always tried to dismiss the possibility that I might have any kind of sex life. And if they've got to grant me one, the only kind they'll allow is with someone like Eddie. It never occurs to them that I could have a relationship with someone nice.
Someone good-looking, caring, interesting, talented and sexy. Well, I'm going to show them.
Show them what?
You, Stuart. We're going to have a dinner party.
We?
Yes, you and I, as a couple. We are going to invite Victoria and Roger and Charlotte to my place, and we are going to leave them in no doubt at all that we are having an affair. Are you game?
Sure. Only one thing, Anna.
Yeah?
When you say, leave them no doubt at all that we're having an affair, did you mean giving them a demonstration on the dining room table?
Well, it's a thought. Maybe we'd better leave that as plan B. Only to be resorted to if all else fails.
I think it's a front.
What?
This whole dinner party thing. Don't you, Roger?
I've no idea.
I mean, where's Anna suddenly produced this boyfriend from? I haven't heard anything about him before, have you, Vicky?
No, not a word.
So she must have made him up.
What do you mean, made him up? I thought we were going to meet him this evening. Who's she going to introduce us to? A hologram?
No, I don't mean made him up in that way. He'll be real enough, but he'll just be a friend, doing her a favour and pretending to be something more than a friend.
Ah.
I think you could be right, Charles.
Of course I am. Apart from anything else, Anna's never been the sort to bounce straight from one relationship to another.
Unlike other people I could mention.
Vicky!
No sniping tonight, eh? All got to rally round. We want this to be a nice evening for Anna.
Yes.
Are you sure about her having had this affair with Eddie? I met him a few times, and I'd have thought he was a pretty unattractive prospect so far as any woman was concerned. Not Anna's type at all. I mean, of course, I don't know much about how women work, but...
No, you don't, Roger.
So you just take our word for it. We know what we're talking about.
Oh, very well.
Oh, it's your birthday next week, isn't it, Vicky?
Hmm.
Anything particular you want?
I don't know. A surprise.
Why do people always say that? Usually the last thing they're after is a surprise. Most people have a very definite idea of what they want.
Well, I really don't on this occasion.
Have you got something for Vicky's birthday yet, Roger?
What? Good heavens, no. Haven't considered it. Not given it a moment's thought. You've only just reminded me it is her birthday.
Oh, thanks.
I must think of something suitable, mustn't I?
How long have you known Anna, Stuart?
We met at a private view, 3 or 4 months ago, I suppose.
So while she was still with Eddie?
Of course, while I was still with Eddie. I've been working with Eddie for the past 9 years, and I still am working with him. He doesn't retire until next month.
No, of course. That must make it even more difficult.
Make what more difficult?
Knowing that you're going to be without a job. That particular phase of your life is over.
It's not difficult, Roger. I've been looking forward to giving up work for a long time. Last few years, I've only been staying with Eddie out of loyalty.
Yes, you would have done. Eddie didn't know how lucky he was.
And anyway, there are millions of things I want to do with my life. And it's even better now that I've got someone to do those things with.
Who?
What?
Who have you got to do those things with?
Stuart!
Yes, of course, Stuart.
We're really looking forward to having more time to spend together, aren't we?
Oh, you bet.
I'm sure you are.
So you've got time on your hands too, have you, Stuart?
It doesn't feel that way. I seem to have plenty of things to fill it.
But you don't have a job as such.
Not as such, no.
So many people are retiring early these days, aren't they?
Well, I didn't retire early. I built up an international antiques import-export business, which I sold last year at, I may say, a very considerable profit. So I don't have to work again unless I feel like it.
Sitting pretty then, eh?
Sitting very pretty, thank you. And now I've got Anna too, things couldn't be prettier.
Good, excellent.
How do you fill your time then, Stuart? Oh,
I'm able to concentrate more on my painting.
Oh, that's wonderful. A lot of people who've always just been weekend painters find retirement really gives them a chance to indulge themselves. You know, splash paint all over the place and who cares what the results look like.
Well, Charlotte, I will have you know that Stuart is a very respected painter. In September, an exhibition of his work is opening at the Delaunay Gallery.
Mm. Well, that'll be nice. I dare say you'll be going to see that, Anna.
Of course I will, Victoria. I'll be at the private view.
Very exciting. Will you invite us too, Stuart?
I will not be there because I just received an invitation through the post. I'll be there because I'm Stuart's... What's the word these days?
friend?
No, more than a friend.
Aha, more than a friend.
What?
No, I was told you'd say Stuart was more than a friend, and there, you said it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Stuart's what? I think I'm too old to be anyone's girlfriend, and I hate that expression, partner. It'll have to be lover. I am Stuart's lover.
Yes, of course you are, Anna, darling. And you're so brave.
It's not bravery. No bravery involves. You don't have to be brave to have a love affair. Stuart and I are enjoying having a love affair.
Of course you are, Anna, darling.
Jolly good show.
Yes, good for you, Anna.
Mm. Oh, what on earth do we have to do to convince you that we're telling the truth?
I'm afraid it's just going to have to be Plan B.
What? Well, we'll have to move the vegetable dishes to one side. Be careful we don't knock over the wine bottles.
Maybe show up the table there.
Honestly, Anna, sometimes you are just so childish.
Oh, hi. Where are the others?
Anna's getting Vicky and Roger's coats. I didn't have one.
Well, it's been a pleasure to meet you, Charlotte. I hope we'll see a lot more of each other.
Not very likely, though, is it?
Why not? Anna and I don't want to be an exclusive couple. Her friends are my friends. Her family...
It's all right. You can stop now.
Stop?
You've done awfully well, Stuart, supporting Anna through the evening, bolstering her confidence, and we really all appreciate it, but you don't have to go on forever.
I'm sorry?
You gay, Stuart?
What?
It's just that I have a lot of chums who do this sort of thing for me, and most of them are gay.
What sort of thing do they do for you?
The sort of thing you're doing for Anna.
What, like making love to her, you mean?
Oh, Stuart, you are priceless.
Now, listen, Charlotte, this has gone on quite long enough.
Victoria's in the loo. We'll be down in a moment.
Yes, and then we'll be off.
Oh, while I think of it, Roger, I've got that stuff I bought for you.
Hmm?
Your secret purchase, remember? You asked me to
get... Oh, right, yes.
I put it down here so I wouldn't forget to give it to you.
What's this, then? What's the secret?
Oh, it's just some golfing stuff that...
Golfing stuff? I think your golf club must have a rather unusual dress code, don't it?
No, don't get the wrong end of the stick. It's some...
What are you doing with all that rosary?
It's Anna's.
What?
It's some things Anna had bought, and she was just showing them to me. Isn't that right, Anna? Isn't it?
Oh, yes, sure. This is the sort of stuff I wear all the time.
Particularly for Plan B.
Yes.
Really enhances the pleasure of Plan B.
Well, I really think we should be off now. It's been a delightful
very much, Anna. Very nice to meet you, Stuart.
Yeah.
I think it's really sad.
What's really sad?
Poor Anna, going through that entire rigmarole for our benefit. It's as if she doesn't trust us.
How's that?
Well, she ought to know that she doesn't have to put up those defences. We're her family. We understand. She ought to be able to tell the truth to us of all people.
Are you sure, though, that we didn't get the wrong end of the stick? She and Stuart did seem very much an item.
Oh, yes, he's a good actor. He did it well.
And all that business about going off to Brittany together, I mean, suppose they really are going?
No. That was just Anna trying not to appear pathetic. I'm afraid there is no love nest in Brittany.
But that can't be another hologram. She gave you the address and phone number, verbally.
Oh, yes, the place in Brittany exists, all right. And Anna's going there, but on her own. She's often been on holidays on her own before.
Are you sure she's not going with Stuart?
Roger, Stuart's gay.
What?
All the clues were there. Antique business, art galleries. Couldn't you tell he was gay, Roger?
No, I couldn't. In my circles, I don't meet many people who are like that.
Oh, come on, there are gays in every walk of life.
Not in the food industry.
Do you know what I thought was the saddest bit of the whole evening?
What?
The sexy underwear.
But that was Anna's. It was Anna's.
Yeah, I know. That's what made it so sad. The thought that she'd go to those lengths to try to appeal to a man.
Well, if Charlotte's right, there's not much point in her trying to appeal to Stuart.
No, not Stuart. That's what's sad about it. She bought that stuff to try and win Eddie back.
Oh, had she?
Of course. To try to revive Eddie's jaded appetites. I understand how Anna works, you know.
Oh.
And that kind of underwear is just so vulgar.
It's
demeaning to women. Gift-wrapping their bodies for the benefit of men?
Well, I wouldn't say...
At least, thank goodness, you've never wanted me to wear stuff like that, have you, Roger?
No, Victoria, darling. No, of course not.
Oh, this is heaven, you know, Stuart. And you just fell in love with it?
Hmm. The moment I saw the place. The building was virtually a ruin, but the position...
Oh, it's lovely. The sea, the long road up from the village. You know, that silver car crawling up the hill is the only one I've seen all day.
Probably another lot of tourists looking for the way down to the beach. They won't find it.
It's strange. I love just sitting here watching you work.
What's strange about that?
It's unlike me. Usually I feel I should be doing something.
You are doing something.
What?
Making me feel relaxed. Helping the tortured artist be creative.
You've always been creative.
Maybe, but it's usually harder work than it has been the last few days.
Good. I also feel I should be thinking about what's happening back in England. Whether Eddie's murdered his wife yet. Whether Roger's got Victoria parading in split-crotch panties. And who else Charlotte's gone to bed with. And I'm not. It's a real effort even to recall their names.
Well, that's good, too. I thought I might try that restaurant down on the quay tonight. Their seafood is out of this world.
Sounds good to me. Oh, look. That silver car's turning in here.
And they'll be asking directions to the beach.
And will you give them directions to the beach?
I'll give them directions, but not ones that'll help them find the beach.
Oh, no.
Well, what's the matter?
Look.
Anna, darling, how very good to see you.
Hello there.
Jane. We were worried about you, Anna, and we had a free weekend, so we thought we'd all rally round and come and
part
see you.
Part of a birthday celebration for Victoria, too, you know, kind of marked the occasion.
I meant heaven and earth to come and join them. Oh, hello, Stuart, what are you doing here?
This is my place. I do own it.
Good heavens, I've been having the most regard.
Well, no,
In episode 6 of No Commitments, Rosemary Leach played Anna, Nicola Paget played Victoria, Celia Imrie, Charlotte, Bill Nye played Roger, and Edward D'Souza, Stuart. Music was composed by Elizabeth Parker. No Commitments was written by Simon Brett and produced by Maria Esposito.